everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. So thank you everyone for listening to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where you have your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys today and record another episode. Before I get into the episode that I'm recording today on the top five business mistakes, because I want people to see that it's not always pretty. And as a business owner, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. So I want to talk about the top five business mistakes. But before I get into the mistakes, I want to read a review. So this is from Tierra Lauren, and she says, I love and appreciate the transparency. It's so refreshing to hear you share both sides of the business. No journey is ever all pretty, and it's something I have to constantly remind myself. Here for all the gems you share, and congratulations on your launch. Thank you so much, Tierra. And I appreciate your reviews and your feedback. Thank you guys for uploading and taking screenshots of my podcast and reposting it on your Insta story. I really appreciate all of you guys. And for my new fans in London, because I found out that people in London are listening to my podcast show. So I just want to say hey over there in London, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in every week. But today I want to talk about the top five business mistakes. So I want to give you my list of top five business mistakes, and you're going to want to listen really good to this one because this list can save you a lot of headaches. But I also hope that it will push your business to higher heights than you have ever imagined. So before I get into this list, I want you guys to make sure that you are signed up for the Secret Sauce membership group, because when you are surrounded by females that are pushing you, that are motivating you and pushing you to go to newer heights and giving you that encouragement, because sometimes on this journey of entrepreneurship, it can get lonely. And I know it was lonely for me. I didn't have anyone to talk to, anybody to ask for advice. So I'm doing something different, and I am creating the community and the environment that I wanted as an entrepreneur. And that is to be around like-minded individuals. So if you go to themoniquerodriguez.com and click enroll in the Secret Sauce membership group, because I will be closing the membership group soon. So you don't want to miss out on the nice tutorials that I upload bi-weekly, my live masterclasses, and my live group Zoom sessions that I am coaching and giving advice via live Zoom. So it is live. It's not recorded. So make sure you guys sign up for the Secret Sauce membership group. So first on my list is a mistake that a lot of people make, is treating your business like it's a DIY project. It is not a DIY project. You want to be professional. This is your business. You want to take it serious. So the CEO of Virgin Group, which is Richard Branson, and I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with him, but if you're not, you want to familiarize yourself with him. So Richard Branson has been known to say that you should know your weaknesses and find people to do what you will never do well, so you can easily leverage what you do best. And I am a huge advocate. I always teach that to my mentees. I don't know everything. Every CEO does not know everything, but a smart CEO surrounds themselves with people that are strong in areas that they are weak. And that is one thing I also learned from my last job before I started my Yale. I worked at a home health company, and it was an entrepreneur company. It was by two guys who had computer and business experience, nothing to do with nursing, but they were able to create a nursing agency, which became a $1 billion company by hiring nurses that ran a company for them. So just because they didn't know about it, that didn't deter them from starting a nursing agency. They hired people in areas that they were weak in and built a $1 billion business doing home health. So I am a big advocate of finding people that will do what you don't do well so you can leverage what you do best. Because he is absolutely right. You shouldn't try to do everything yourself. You want to surround yourself with good people who know how to do what you can't do or don't have the time to do. It's not always that you don't know how to do something, but you just can't possibly do everything. So most of the tasks should be done by other people who can dedicate the time to those specific tasks. I mean, I even had to delegate my social media, guys, and that was hard for me because social media is something that I do very well, but it's impossible for me to grow and manage my social media along with all the other responsibilities that I now have being a CEO of a major company. So I had to learn to delegate. So the next business mistake is not knowing your customers. You need to know where your customers are, what they like, how and where they prefer to shop, and what they will pay for your products or your service. This will help you to deliver products and services that people will actually buy. I said this in another podcast I recorded a few weeks ago about selling without selling. When you find out what your customers want, you won't have to sell so hard. You can use your social media accounts to highlight certain products and make announcements or whatever you choose if you know your audience. And the only way to know your audience is by communicating with them on social media. You can save yourself a lot of time, money, and unnecessary effort when you know how to advertise to them well. So number three on my list is not listening to your customers' suggestions. This goes back to not knowing your customers because paying attention to your customers can open a lot of doors for you. So you cannot be afraid to listen to your customers' suggestions and actually take the risk to offer more if you can. You can possibly be standing in your own way of experiencing major growth for your business by not listening to your customers. Assess whether or not you can afford to take the risk of adding the new product or service, and if you can, then do so. You're investing in your business and showing your audience that you're open to their ideas about your business. So this can give them more of a sense of community with you and ownership to a certain extent because they have been able to influence your actions. So this doesn't mean that you've given them control of your company and now their opinion matters as much as yours does, but it does make them feel like they're being heard. We've all probably had an idea for one of our favorite restaurants to add to this menu, or maybe you had a suggestion for one of your favorite companies. If you knew the company was open to suggestions, you probably feel like the company was approachable and accepting of their customers' opinions. You probably follow through and make your suggestions known, right? So even if your idea didn't take hold right away, you still walk away feeling that the company listened and will make the change if it made business sense. To me, that's a better feeling than feeling like someone just smacked the door in your face. And I'm much more likely to stay a loyal customer because I feel like the owner cares about my thoughts, even though it's not my business. A lot of times you'll see with small local businesses, they're still connected to their customer base at the grassroots levels. So in 2017, a Twitter user named Paul Franks tweeted at Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and he asked him to consider programming Teslas to move the driver's seat back and raise the steering wheel once the cars were put in park. Well, that same night, Elon Musk, which is the CEO of Tesla, which is a big company, tweeted back at the customer and said Tesla will make that change in one of their upcoming software updates. So I don't know about you, but I am sure Tesla stock rose very high in Paul's frank mind and for other people who read that Twitter conversation, especially because Tesla is such a large and successful company. So you never know the positive impact your open-mindedness can have on your business. So my next mistake is waiting to launch. Don't wait until the perfect time to launch a particular product. You may overspend and miss the opportunity to capitalize on a great idea if you wait until you have the perfect conditions to launch. You're not launching a rocket to the moon. You are starting a business. Now, I'm not saying just throw something together, because I do believe that you should operate in excellence, not perfection. Because if you just throw something together, that will backfire on you. And people will be able to tell when you're not prepared for your launch. So what I'm saying is, don't go through 15 iterations of your product until you have every single thing perfect. Again, this is an opportunity to learn through customer feedback what your audience wants and what they think will make your product or your service better. It's going to happen whether you wait for the perfect storm or not. But what you don't want is for someone else to beat you to the punch. Chances are you're not the only one who has thought of that business idea. I always say, when God puts a vision in you and an idea in you, he's also gave it to 10 other people, because he's going to see who's going to act on that vision. So someone else has that idea, but maybe they haven't taken the steps to actually do anything with it. But in some cases, some people will. So I'm sure somebody else thought it would be great to have software where people could type out their documents on a computer instead of a typewriter and do other things to increase their productivity before there was a Bill Gates and Microsoft. Microsoft was founded in 1975, but guess what? Windows 95 did not launch until 1995. If Bill Gates and Paul Allen had waited until 1995 to start their company, they may have missed the opportunity to capitalize on making Microsoft. That company sold its first software license for the MS-DOS to IBM when they first created their PC. And then Microsoft then started selling licenses to other computer companies. But they had not been in business long before 1995. They may have missed that boat on that opportunity. So here's my fifth and probably the most important business mistake: trying to learn on your own. Seek advice from those who know entrepreneurship, especially the ones who know your niche and your industry. Don't be like me and try to learn everything the hard way, because I made a lot of mistakes. If someone has wisdom, you need to take advantage of it, learn from it, and grow from it. You want to be open to mentorship opportunities that come your way. You can't do everything by yourself, and you can't figure out everything on your own. And that's why it's important to get out here and network, because when you're networking with other entrepreneurs, it can take you very far. And Richard Branson, he also named his company Virgin because he didn't have any real business experience at the time. He was just a teenager when he launched his business. And now he's a billionaire, but he credits his airline company's success to his mentor, Freddie Laker, a British airline owner. So when Virgin Atlantic was struggling to get off the ground, Laker was the advisor that Richard Branson needed at that time. And so I'm going to leave you with one last quote by Richard Branson. "Going at it alone is admirable." Yes, it's very admirable, but foolhardy and highly flawed approach to taking on the world. So think about that and let that sink in. And know that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to build, you need that support system. You need people that's going to support you and motivate you and give you advice and give you encouragement to help you get to that next level in life. So thank you guys for joining me for another episode. And don't forget to subscribe. Tell all of your business besties about the Secret Sauce to Success podcast. I'm sure that some of your friends in entrepreneurship will find this information just as helpful as I hope you have. Until next time, remember to follow me, Exquisite Mo, and at Mayel Organics on Instagram and Facebook for more inspiration. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.